You are Locked On Jaguars, your daily Jacksonville Jaguars podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back to another episode of Locked On Jaguars, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I am your host, Zach Goodall. I am unfortunately not with my co-host, Chris Thornton, getting ready for life without Chris. But in all seriousness, our schedules just didn't really work out to get a recording done with each other today, so I'm going to go ahead and do this one by myself. The Jaguars, with the signing of Nick Foles, which is officially official, as in they announced that they had agreed to terms last night. Nick Foles is in the building as we speak. However, to our knowledge, he has not actually signed his deal yet, so it'll become officially official in a little bit with his press conference coming at 1 o'clock, which I will be at, so make sure to follow me on Twitter at @Zach_Goodall for any content I can get out of that from Foles, as well as Dave Caldwell, Tom Coughlin, and Doug Marrone. Be sure to ask them all some questions. But with it being officially official with Nick Foles, the Jaguars are officially done with Blake Bortles. They released him last night. They did not designate it as a post-June 1st cut, so therefore they have immediate cap savings of $4.5 million. Had they waited, had they cut him on with a June 1st designation, which they could have done now, but designated as such, they would have saved an additional $5 million, I believe, put that number up to 9.5, which obviously would have been nice to put towards the future, but I do believe that means they would rather spend the money now, which makes me think they are not done yet with the free agency class. They are probably going to go after some mid-tier guys. Golden Tate is definitely someone that I think the Jaguars should go after. He's got a bit of a connection with Nick Foles, played with him in Philly last year. A guy that can rotate with D.D. Westbrook on the strong side of a receiving formation as the slot or the Z receiver. So that's something I'd like to see. But anyway, that's besides the point. 5 years with the boat, all awash now as he is on to free agency. I would expect him to sign somewhere relatively soon. The Miami Dolphins obviously need a quarterback pretty badly. They've been looking at all their options. Teddy Bridgewater has, you know, he's going to meet with the team. No guarantee that he wants to be there because as things seem right now, the reports have been that he wanted to go back to New Orleans, take less money, be a backup, but be the heir to Drew Brees. So if that doesn't happen, I think Bortles coming down to Miami on a cheaper deal than what Ryan Tannehill's on, because they can get out of that deal, would make a lot of sense for them as they're probably looking towards drafting a guy, whether it be this year. They might be a little out of reach if a team wants to draft a quarterback this year, but at the same time, with Foles signing here, Case Keenum signing in Washington, the Giants don't seem to want to take Dwayne Haskins. Maybe Miami will luck out. Or they look towards the 2020 class with Tua Tagovailoa or whoever. But besides that, if they can land Blake Bortles on a much cheaper deal than what they have Ryan Tannehill at, I wouldn't be shocked if that's definitely a team that comes calling for Bortles services. But he ends his Jacksonville Jaguars career with a 24-49 record, playing in 75 games, starting 73. Completion percentage of 59.3 for 1,746 yards, 103 touchdowns, 75 interceptions, as well as being a contributor in the run game. We didn't see it enough. Wish we saw it more, because he definitely could run the ball. 281 rushes for 1,775 yards and 8 touchdowns with an average of 6.3 yards per carry. Stats don't sound that horrible, but when you really go back and look at it and you think back to some of his moments, his turnover prone moments, he had a 2.8% interception rating. That wasn't going to fly with the new offensive coordinator, John DeFilippo. That's not his style. It didn't work out. He was turnover prone. He made a lot of bad decisions with the football. He threw interceptions off of people's helmets, off of people's feet, ways that you didn't think that people could throw interceptions, but he made it happen. And I'm always going to support Blake Bortles, the guy. I was a big fan of him coming out of college. I'm a UCF fan. Like, I had a tie to the guy before he was even a Jaguar, before any Jaguars fans had a tie to him. So I hate the narrative that if you didn't think he was a good quarterback, that meant you didn't like him as a person and that you're just being biased, because that's not the case. Our jobs are to study him objectively, and we're not supposed to, you know, let bias of liking him as a person get in the way of football reporting. That's what this is about. We'll obviously report on the good things he does, whether it's football, whether it's off the field with his charities. Like, that's what we're going to do. That we like him as a dude. Everyone's got a story about Blake that just makes them love him. But the job here was about football, and he just didn't cut it there. And it was time for the boat to sail on, as Nick Foles is now in Jacksonville as the team's starting quarterback. When we come back, we're going to discuss some of our memories of Blake Bortles, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And I'm taking some of the best ones from Twitter and sharing them on here as well. Today's episode of Locked On Jaguars is brought to you by A1 Sliders. Are you one of hundreds of coastal Northeast Florida homeowners who struggle every day to open and close your sliding glass door? Why spend all the money it takes to replace your sliding glass door when Tony and the gang at A1 Sliders could save you money and repair your door for you? A1 Sliders is licensed and insured. They offer free estimates, upfront pricing, and will help you save on heating and cooling costs in your home from leaky sliding glass doors. And at A1, your schedule comes first. A1 Sliders is a fan of the Locked On Jaguars podcast, and in partnering with us, they will give you $25 off of any repair you order, no limit. Just mention Locked On Jaguars before getting your repairs done. Call A1 Sliders now for your free sliding glass door repair estimate at 386-538-6835, or check out their website at www.a1sliders.com. That's 386-538-6835 and www.a1sliders.com. And don't forget to mention Locked On Jaguars for $25 off of any repair you order. A1 Sliders, licensed and insured, LLC, covers the Jacksonville area from Fernandina Beach through New Smyrna Beach, based out of Palm Coast, Florida. Contact for more details on location and any questions you may have. So I put out a question on Twitter for everyone to send me their favorite memories of Blake Bortles. And since this is going to be a shorter pod, I guess I'm going to break my own rule. I said I was only going to repeat the best three, but I mean, I've already gotten several that are pretty great. So I'm excited to get this started. As for me, I mean, my favorite memory was literally the night he got drafted, because I was a big fan. So old takes exposed me on that. Like I said, I'm a UCF fan. I watched his run going to the Fiesta Bowl and beating Baylor, knocking off Baylor. That was such an unexpected win for a football program like UCF at that point, to come in and beat a powerhouse like Baylor was at that time. And he came in, he did it, and he played clutch in that game. Like, that was the game that got him drafted so high. He played well during his final season, but that was it. Like, everyone knew, like, this dude's gonna be, you know, pretty solid at the very least. This dude's gonna get drafted. This dude is going to be someone's franchise quarterback. That's what shot him up the rankings and got him into that Teddy Bridgewater, Johnny Manziel discussion that year as who's the best quarterback of the three in the 2014 draft. Obviously, there are a lot of lows that came after that, but I'd say that that's my fondest memory, because I was thinking maybe they'd go Khalil Mack, or maybe they would go Johnny Football, but at the end of the day, I would say that right there would be my favorite memory of Blake Bortles, the quarterback. Now, I've got some from Colby Wacker. The long touchdown pass to Keelan Cole against the Seattle Seahawks, that is the best pass I think he's thrown. And I agree. I was sitting in the stadium that day. Really good game. That was one of the most energetic crowds I think I've seen, because we knew this team was good. Beating Seattle was going to be a really tough test that would prove to us that, hey, this team is legit if they pull it off. And they did just that. They got intimidating. They played Future music throughout the stadium on the player's request just to get in Russell Wilson's head. If you don't understand that reference, Russell Wilson is married to the hip-hop singer Ciara, who was originally engaged and had a child with the rapper Future. So Future, ever since then, has, like, they broke up, has been like, you know, I guess, put out a lot of really depressing music. Obviously, a lot of bangers, too. Like, I'm a big Future fan. But there's definitely been a lot of references to Ciara. Like, everyone still says, oh, you can tell he's still hurt. So they played Future just to get in Russell Wilson's head during that game. And in result, Russell Wilson threw a couple of interceptions. It was a lit game. But Blake, that was one of the best games of his career. And that throw to Keelan Cole on the post route that Keelan took to the house was really what made Keelan Cole truly break out for that year. And he obviously regressed this past year. But that was, without a doubt, led so well by Blake I think that was the best pass of his career. Then, coming from Sean Wilson, kicking the Patriots' ass in 2018. That was another one of Blake's best games of his career. People really thought that, hey, he had turned the corner and it was time. After last year going to the playoffs and then coming in and putting up 4 touchdowns against the Patriots, knocking off Tom Brady here at TIAA Bank Field, that was a fantastic moment for his career. It just unfortunately went downhill from there, other than that Jets game, but that was the peak. From Stevie, Irish Jaguar, outdueling Ben Roethlisberger in the playoffs. I just work here. The throw to Hearns to beat the Bills in London. And I think those three are all fantastic, actually. Obviously, outdueling Ben in the playoffs, beating the Steelers twice in the same year. That's only happened twice in the Steelers' history. And they've been around for nearly, I think, 90 years at this point. The only other time that they've lost to the same team twice in the same year was Jacksonville in 2007. 2007, 2017. Weird how it happened. I bet it's going to happen again in 2027. But Blake outplayed Roethlisberger in both of those games, and it was another good sign. I just work here in response to a question after one of the games this year. I forget exactly what was being asked, but that's not the point. It was a question about like personnel or something like that. And it was just, it was never a snarky. It was always more of like a, you know, a bit of a sarcastic, but get the entire room to feel a little easier, laugh a bit. Him just responding that he just works here. I mean, that still gets used as memes today. Then obviously the throw to Hearns to beat the Bills in London back in 2015 when Bortles really broke out, had a great statistical year, one of the best in Jaguars history. That throw was clutch right at the end of the game to knock the Bills off in London. I believe that was the Jaguars' first win in London. And it was streamed across the world. That throw was pinpoint. Hearns made a fantastic catch diving into the end zone, and that was the game winner. Then we get to a couple of bad ones. From James Knight, when he threw an interception off a man's foot, when he threw an interception off a man's head, and when he was released. You know, I'm going to refrain from saying my favorite memory was when he was released. I think the time had come. But I mentioned those other two interceptions earlier, and like I said, it's he threw interceptions in ways that you didn't think people could throw them, but he did it. That's just the Blake Bortles story from while he was here. From Eric's Burner, YOLO punting the ball into the stands, and that came in a game in London. I'm blanking on which one that was as well, but I know exactly what he's talking about. It was a rushing touchdown into the end zone. And Blake Bortles went and punted the ball into the stands for his celebration. I'm pretty sure he got fined for it. But regardless, they turned that into a GIF. It's a meme. It's great. And the final one coming from John Mills. Shut up. You know the rules. I think that's probably the last like great memory we have of Bortles as a Jaguar. When he was mic'd up against the New York Jets this past year. When the Jets, blanking on exactly what happened. See, I have tried to remove Blake Bortles' memories from my brain at this point because I'm ready to move on. But he was mic'd up. A player was questioning a call to the ref from the Jets side of the things. After the Jaguars had advanced the ball, Bortles had completed a pass, something like that. Bortles just looks at him and says, "Shut up, know the rules." That was just like peak Blake right there, just like being kind of petty, but always being funny at the same time. Never a disrespectful guy, but I mean, that was obviously a little jab he could throw. He threw one earlier in that game, you know, asking the Jets why they were running man coverage when they knew that they were just going to run crossers all day and beat them. It's just who Blake was, guys. And the boat has sailed. So with that, ushers in the era that is Nick Foles in Jacksonville. Believe it, he's here. Make sure to subscribe to Locked On Jaguars anywhere you can listen to podcasts, and we'll catch up with you guys later.